according to my Texan math. All right, wonderful. All right, welcome everybody. We are gathered here today as the St. George Academy Board. Today is July 10th, by my recollection. It's 5:32 in the afternoon. According to us Southern folk, evening doesn't start until 6:01, ergo, it's still the afternoon. All right, in attendance from the board is MLP, Shane, and Al. And representing admin, we've got Christy Hall, Laurel Loosley, we've got Nikki, Jen Raker, Jody Jensen. Dr. Willis from the board has also joined us, and Victoria Riggs is taking notes. All right. I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the last board meeting, which was on June 2nd, or not June 2nd, June 12th, 2025.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes of June 12th,
Thank you,
2025.
Al. May I get a second, please?
I second. This is Carrie.
Thank you, Dr. Willis. All in favor of approving the minutes from last month's meeting, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, seeing none, motion passes unanimously. We'll take a quick pause for any public comments. All right, seeing none. All right, over to you, Christy, for the admin report.
Okay, it's summer, so it's mostly all enrollment based today. So, can everybody see my screen?
Yep.
Awesome. So, Zoom, by the way, we have updated our Zoom account, and so we've got some changes in here. So, just so you know, we could be hung up a little bit on some operations until we get used to them. Also, just as a quick update, because we have shifted over kind of the Zoom that UEN was providing for us, or SEDC was providing for us, they've just restructured it all. And so, this particular link, this is our last meeting on this link, and we'll be sending out new links for the future. So, just be aware that you're going to see that shift over. And whatever hiccups happen as we shift the system. So, all right. So, our current in-person enrollment right now, we're at 186. We keep adding enrollees and losing enrollees. So, it's really, really accurate, but it's 20 students down from where we were this time last year. However, our online enrollment is at 49. And so, our total current enrollment is 235. And I talked to Williamsburg just last week, and they said this is their slow season. So expect to double the enrollment efforts in the next 3 weeks. So, and then current last year, we had 224 students enrolled. So that's where we are in our enrollment. Any questions?
So, just some commentary, Christy. I'm really concerned that our in-person enrollment is really low. Like, it's really low. Like, I'd encourage us to the admin to figure out a plan to drive that up. I mean, it's really low.
Yep, we had that meeting today and
Okay.
the day before and have a plan to get
Okay, great.
started, really focus on it as our major focus for the time being.
Okay. I mean, it almost is, again, this is more me thinking out loud than anything else. We might want to look at, because you're August is almost around the corner, right? That we might have a like a committee that starts up this coming school year, specifically helping you folks on just enrollment in general. I think there's enough creativity here on the board to where we should be able to chip in and help out, but nothing to do on this board meeting. But I think that does concern me a bit. Just given the trajectory and the investments that we've made, we're a little ways off.
And if you look at our history, we are today where we were in 2024.
Yeah.
So last year we were doing really well and had an upward trajectory. We are back to that drawing board where we were. So this isn't the lowest it's ever been, but it's comparable to the lowest we've ever been with the in-person. And so
Yeah.
Yeah, and we had a lot of discussion, and so we would love to add board committee to it so that we can look for solutions.
Absolutely. We'll put that on the next board meeting's agenda, is to just start up the committee, and we'll lasso some board members to help out.
Perfect.
We're going to help.
Yeah. Thank you, Al, myself included.
Okay. I'm just writing that down quickly for the next.
I think we just need to make some tweaks here and there, and I think we'll start to see this go up over the.
And since we do have some more funding this year that we can work into marketing, we do have a meeting with Drew and Vertex and their online marketing team tomorrow. So
Awesome.
we're going to see what solutions they also have to offer so we can. So we're
Awesome.
looking right now into possible solutions. We'll bring those to the board and then also to this committee. That's great.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. And Roger's going to play a tough negotiator with Vertex and get us a better deal, right?
That's right. Okay, so recruitment upcoming events right now. We do have a digital ca online campaign up and running. So that launched, Nikki can correct me, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Go
Do you
ahead,
want
Nikki.
to go over it, Christy, or?
Yeah, I'm gonna have you do it right here because
Okay.
this is a lot of our current marketing efforts. So go ahead and just take it, Nikki.
Yeah, so about 2 weeks ago, our press release went out talking about our partnership with Williamsburg. Along with that, because we got I think everybody heard we got our silver vote, our silver award for Best of Southern Utah, and Christy and I attended the gala for that. With that, we got some advertising, and I wanted to take advantage of it because it was at a very discounted rate. So we went with a press release talking about our online school. And also with that, we put together a digital campaign. So at first is going to start with targeting and retargeting. And then starting next week, the video ads will go out. We're doing it with Canyon Media, who is the company that we were voted Best of Southern Utah through. They've got a huge platform where their digital ads will run on YouTube, Spotify. They just for the local market, they've got a huge platform. And as far as their targeting and retargeting, we're focusing on the demographics of new home development neighborhoods. We're still working with our real estate agents, and then we're working with families who, and we kind of narrowed down income, but not really. I won't get into the basics, but when we picked a group of people, it was anybody who is searching, online school. We even did that. And we're doing private school, charter school. So we were very specific with the wording this time. So that's already going on. The video ads will start next week. And this is a 3 month campaign. So it'll be July, August, and September. And like Christy said, our numbers, we've been having meetings with each other. Yesterday, we talked again today. We're going to meet again next week in our efforts as to what we can do to spread the word. Everything we've pretty much done is the same. But I did make the suggestion maybe Vertex digital marketing was the difference, So they're going to have the conversation and see what we can do there. Upcoming events, we don't have anything in July because it's too hot. We are going to have our back to school night, and we are looking at hosting. Last year, we did a end of summer party, but it was really hot and the wind was out of control. So we're planning to do something again, and we're going to reach out to different parts of our community this time going forward and host something on campus right before school starts.
But inside.
But inside. Yeah.
We're focusing on things that can be done inside.
Yeah.
So.
And today we had a, we had the chamber come out and we talked up, Williamsburg and the partnership with St. George Academy, and everyone's excited. And it's awesome to see this many kids getting enrolled on that side, because now parents feel like they have an option now for online school. So that's great.
Any questions for Nikki?
None for me.
No.
Awesome. Guys, school starts August 11th. Back to school night is the week before. For reporting and compliance, our next significant financial reporting deadline is July 31. And then after that, we don't really have reporting until September. So. Do you have any questions for me?
Let me.
Right. Well, I will make mine short and sweet then. So we are currently revising our school emergency operations plan. I just want to make sure that that's on your guys's radar. It is just some leisurely reading. So when I send it out, it's just 83 pages that you can just skim through. But all jokes aside, Roger, please watch for it as well. And I'm going to be sending you and Mrs. Raker and Al as the finance,
Okay.
financial component. We need to make sure that what is written in our financial, this is what we would do if the building wasn't available, is still consistent and accurate and reflects what would actually happen. So we typically redo this every 3 years. And with HB 40 that was passed, there are some additional safety updates that have to be made. And so I will make those updates and then I will bring it to the next board meeting so that our board members can vote on it. And we work with the public safety department, with the sheriff's department, with local EMS. So all of those eyes will be on it before I bring it to you guys, so that we can make sure that those revisions are up to date and on par with where they need to be.
Great.
Okay. The other thing that I have is we were approved for our school-based mental health. Which provides a large portion of our school counselor's salary. With that, I wanted to bring the goals to you so that we can get the goals board approved. I know that Ms. Hall had put that on the agenda, but I wanted to make sure that you guys knew what the goals were and why. So we are looking at a 7% increase in attendance rates over the span of 3 years. We're currently at it's just about 84%. And it's pretty average with where the state is currently. Attendance has just not been in a good place. But we are participating with USBE and their attendance cohort so that they can help us come up with some different strategies. And we also had our school counselor, Mr. Reed, get certified in home visits so we can add that to the repertoire as well. And then we are also revamping part of our behavioral system for our students that specifically focuses on our middle schoolers to help increase positive school climate so that we're sure that we're creating the environment where the kids want to be there and where they know that they're missed if they're not there. So that goal spans 3 years, and we're looking at a 7% increase over that 3 year time period. Does anybody have any questions on that specific goal?
None for me.
No.
Okay, so the second goal has to do with the amount of students that are visiting the school counselor's office due to anxiety. So currently, we have documented last year there were 6 students a month that were going to Mr. Reed's office for symptoms of anxiety. So what we would like to see is we would like to see a 23% drop in that. So we want to see it go from 6.5 to 5. Over the span of, again, 3 years. So we work with Southwest Behavioral Health, and we also work with, oh, Christy, what is my mind just went blank. Christy Sharp. Health Department. Sorry, guys, my mind is still in summer mode. So we work with the health department and we work with Southwest Behavioral very closely. And the health department has actually told us that we are the only school that she works with that uses their restorative approaches to things. So kudos to us for utilizing their resources and for using it. She shared with me that she uses us as the model school when she is talking to other schools about what to do. So we will continue in our partnerships with them and with local mental health agencies so that we can ensure that our families and our students are getting the best support possible.
It's great.
Do we have any questions in relation to the second goal?
No. No.
Okay. Okay. So what I need is I need the board to vote and approve on those before the meeting is done so that I can share that information with USBE.
Okay, awesome. I think we have that under our discussion and action items. Perfect. All right,
And that's
wonderful.
all I have.
All right. Over to you, Roger.
Okay. Get the
Hey,
report.
Rogers, see if you can share. My ability to make you a co-host has disappeared. Might have to make you the actual host, but then I'm afraid it'll stop recording. So let's see how this is going to work.
I think you can still record, even if you make Roger the.
I think so. So I'm going to shift the host over to you, Roger, since I can't do a co-host right now. Not really sure why that disappeared, but.
Yep, there we go. It's still
Make
recording.
sure we're still
Yep,
recording.
it's still recording.
Okay. All right. So you should be able to share now, Roger.
Okay, let's do this. Everybody see it?
Yep.
All right, so fiscal year is over. This is the June report. And we'll start with the usual performance indicators. Things obviously with the year over, the bond payment being made, things sort of look more or less where we would expect them to be. There'll be some tweaks as we finally close the year, do some final accruals in the coming weeks, record this and that, payables and receivables and whatnot. The numbers may change a little bit, but we think we're pretty much where we're going to be. This is the June balance sheet. We're ending the year with about $1,650,000 in cash. We started the year with $1,541,000, so we've got an increase in cash of about $100,000 over the year. These numbers will change as we do a year-end accrual once we figure out what grant money we have left, if we haven't received it yet. This line is just a reflection of the fact that that bond payment was made in June. Then you get a sort of a bird's eye view at the budget, which is in the first column, and the actual at this point here. As I say, there will be some changes here. It looks, I mean, it is negative, but I expect that that will decrease. There is some other income that's going to come in. We just haven't recorded it yet. And this line is just reflective of that that grant, that the 120,000 that came in late in the year that had not been budgeted. I think it came in just after we did the revised budget. And you can look at the percentages and whatnot, but line by line, you can see you're pretty much online. And then beyond it, you can go line by line at your convenience and look for anything in a drill down that might be of interest to you. And if you have any questions, we will respond. But basically, at this point, the year's over. We start the new year. We've got a new budget that'll begin next month. And other than that, we're just going to do whatever cleanup is necessary for the year end and get the audit underway and get completed as quickly as possible. Any questions?
None whatsoever. I think this $108,000 still in the bank is great, given that we also had a $64,000 payout that we weren't planning, anticipating to do, right? And so kudos to the team for really being great stewards of taxpayer assets, guys. I tip my virtual hat to everybody on the
Good
admin team
job.
for doing a great job. And Roger, obviously. I mean, we'd be in trouble without him.
Agree.
Awesome.
That's
Thank you,
also
Roger.
important. You can think of it as funding at least a piece of your online.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's still a testament to, again, a well-run institution. We have a sordid history of not doing that. And so it's always feeling good that we have a buffer. God forbid we need it. Obviously, being a public institution, we run pretty lean, but as even with that, we've got money in the bank and we continue to have a modest surplus, which is wonderful. All right. Thank you for that. Over to committee reports. Al, anything from finance, audit, or comp?
Nothing to report.
All right. Jessica is excused. I think, Christy, we don't have any PR, so we'll probably strike the PR. I think we're doing a good enough job with marketing to where we don't need a PR committee anymore. We need to think about academic excellence and how we handle that. Dr. Willis, anything from you for strategic vision?
Nothing today.
All right, wonderful. Thank you. All right, over to our discussion and action items section. We talked a bit about the mental health goals. I'll entertain a motion to approve what Ms. Jensen talked about with regards to the school-based mental health goal. Essentially, I think the core of that is getting our attendance up by 7% over the next 3 years, and also creating essentially a positive environment for our students.
Make a motion, we approve all those.
All right, I have a motion from Al. May I get a second?
I second.
Thank you, Dr. Willis. Dr. Willis seconds. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, motion passes unanimously. Over to School Policy 303, Employee Compensation and Leave Time Policy Updates. Over to you, Christy.
Yeah, so I sent this out. I hope you all had a chance to see, to just look through
Yeah.
it. It's not a rewrite. There were just some updates in there that were suggested by legal. So the most significant change is that any employee who wants to take more than 4 days off in a row needs to let us know at the beginning of the school year, so that we can have adequate coverage in the classrooms. And then there were some updates to the section where we had added pandemic era stuff, and we've generalized it now so that it's not pandemic era, but it would be something that could be used moving forward. And then we had not defined any PTO processes for admin. When this was approved, we only had three admin members, and now we have six. So we just needed to have the procedures laid out. And then we ran it through legal and made the changes that they suggested. So.
Yeah, I had a chance to review it. I'm good with it. Board, any comments or thoughts?
Looks good to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't have any concerns as I read through it.
All right. All right, wonderful. All right, I'll entertain a motion to approve School Policy 303, Employee Compensation and Leave Time.
Motion to approve the policy 303.
All right, may I get a second?
A second.
All right, Al seconds. Wonderful. All right, all in favor of approving Policy 303, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, seeing and hearing none, motion passes unanimously. All right, we don't have a closed session today. Next meeting will be on Thursday, August the 14th. It'll be first week of school, as a matter of fact, so I can't
Yeah.
wait. I'm super excited.
We'll have some good updates then.
Let's hope
There we
so.
go. All right, be well, everybody. Try to
Okay.
stay chilly.
Everybody.
Bye.
Take care. Thank you.